This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. My hands are ready. Ooh, my feet are ready. Ooh, my heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. So bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom and this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yes, sir. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. Lost in your freedom and this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Shake the ground. Great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez, live.
The theme song from the third installment of God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness, Kirk Franklin and the Newsboys featured there. Boy, I'll tell you, what an exceptional movie. And it's A Light in the Darkness, God's Not Dead. It is the third of 3 weeks in a row where faith-based films have come out and have commanded the box office. That song and the lyrics reminds us of the path that we're on. We can see it man's ways, or we can see it the way God sees it, with an eternal consequence. God's Not Dead, and, you know, how is your inner lion working here, okay? That is the question. We need your inner lion. Let it speak out. Let it roar.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Okay, that song for the Newsboys featuring Kirk Franklin, it is inspiring, is it not? I'll tell you, it encourages all. You know, yes, there's things happening in our world, and this is what we're all about, to keep you aware of what's happening. As Karl Barth would say when he was preaching, that he went to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other, and, you know, also understanding the Word of God that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So it is our mission to educate you, keep you informed to the matters that are most important in our world, that we know how to address these, that we're not caught off guard, because it is moving at the speed of light, no doubt about it. So we need to be spiritually as well as temporally aware of what is going on in your world. Dr. Herb London joins us now, the president of the London Center for Policy Research. They were organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time, national security, energy, and risk analysis. Herb, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Bill, thank you very much. Pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, let's talk Russian relations. Senator Ron Johnson, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday to discuss the U.S.-Russian relations and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation, said, I wish Russia were no more than a friendly rival, but unfortunately they're an unfriendly adversary. It's been their aggression, their provocations that have really resulted in a relationship that is not healthy for the world, for world peace. It is a tragedy. Pretty well sums things up, doesn't it?
I think it does. And in fact, when you consider what has happened in the UK with the use of nerve gas to afflict a former KGB agent, mm-hmm. it's very clear that the Russians no longer recognize the sovereignty of other states. They are saying, in effect, you've engaged in peace, appeasement, mm-hmm. seem weak and ineffectual. And as a consequence, we don't have any regard at all for the policies that you presently have. In fact, we're perfectly willing to do what is ever necessary to challenge those who have challenged President Putin.
Yes.
And you saw that with Litvinenko, and now you see that again, yet again, with mm-hmm. another KGB agent.
Exactly. Well, and America in the lead, a welcome back sign for, you know, the international community to America, saying, thank God you've taken the lead on this, because now what do we have, 28 and counting countries that have done the same, that are really seeing this, you know, as a serious issue that it is, this issue of appeasement and allowing Putin just to run rampant in Europe and have his way. He may have played a card too many here. What do you think?
Well, I think he did play a card too many, but I don't think that the response has been appropriate. I mean, here you have these Russian diplomats who have been sent back to Russia. I understand that. And, of course, they've responded in a reciprocal way, closing
exactly.
our embassy in St. Petersburg.
Right.
I get that. But what has not been said, there are Russian assets that exist in the West. Putin is arguably the richest man in the world. And the oligarchs who work for Putin are all over the Western capitals.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that we ought to be saying, you know what? Your assets are frozen.
Exactly.
You know, you want to buy that apartment on West 57th Street in Manhattan for $20 million? I don't think so. Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
Exactly.
You start freezing those assets, and I think the Russians respond very differently.
How about uranium? How about Uranium One? How about Uranium One right off the bat? It still resides here in the United States, right?
It resides here in the United States, and that's a deal that I think should be foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no doubt that this was a pay-to-play arrangement with the Clinton Foundation getting $135 million as a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that there's a lot more that we should be doing. We should be sending a message to Putin about the activities in Syria. He is playing a nefarious role.
Mm-hmm.
In this alliance that he has with Iran, the Iranians have a goal in mind, that is to create the Shia Crescent from Tehran to the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
That is not necessarily the Russian plan. And the Russians are caught up in this.
Mm-hmm.
If they are going to be facing an Israeli-American force at some point, I think they probably will walk away. But we do not understand what the Russians are doing there with this Iranian alliance and Hezbollah.
Well, they have some sort of fantasy.
Dangerous game they're playing.
Yeah. Herb, don't they have some sort of fantasy that they're going to have some major footprint in the Middle East? I mean, the Arabs could care less about the Russians. Right now, they're serving a little bit of their bidding, and it's okay just so long as it helps them get that pathway to the Mediterranean, which goes through Syria. That's what Iran would like. So, hey, they're playing the game, and it seems to me like they're playing Putin like a fiddle.
Well, that's playing Putin. That's correct. I think Putin is being played and put in a very awkward position. It's also true that Putin is playing us like a Stradivarius.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that the United States invited Putin back into the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Sadat threw him out of the Middle East in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians were thrown out. Now they've been invited back in to deal with the so-called poison gas question in Syria. But that hasn't happened. And as a result, the Russians have made themselves into the strong horse in the East Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Even Egypt and Saudi Arabia, they are disinclined to use Russian military equipment. But they each have a $2 billion military aid program with Russia. Why? Largely because the United States has not provided the aid they required. So again, even in those countries that are not necessarily pro-Russian, you see the Russian influence.
Right. Well, you know, to your point, Herb, I think a lot of people are looking to President Trump to really level, you know, get really serious about these sanctions. Lindsey Graham was on Fox on Sunday with Chris Wallace, and he said basically what he would like the president to be doing is to go to these countries that are relying on Russian oil and find a way to supplant Russia's position with them and really put a stranglehold on their ability to sell petroleum to these other countries. I got to imagine, even here in the United States, with the excesses of petroleum that we do have, are we in a position to make that available to them and underbid, even if we're going to take a short-term loss to really put the pressure on Russia? Could we live with that?
Well, I think you've raised a very interesting point, and it's very astute of you to raise it. I mean, it strikes me it's not merely Lindsey Graham and oil,
mm-hmm.
also natural gas.
Exactly.
If you look at what has happened in Eastern Europe, the Eastern Europeans depend entirely on Russian natural gas. The Ukrainians will not have the lights on if it were not for Russian natural gas. Now, one of the things that has happened very recently is that we have had the most remarkable natural gas finding in mm-hmm. the Middle East, in Leviathan, in the Mediterranean.
Right.
That natural gas can easily be converted into liquid gas. You could start selling it to European capitals. Now, I don't know why we're not doing that. It strikes me you want to challenge Russia. It's an easy way to do it.
Exactly.
Not going to war. You're simply saying, you know what? We've got natural gas too, and we want to sell it to our allies.
And for all the problems that they've caused, see, that I still believe they've not felt enough pain for the problems that they caused in the 2016 elections. I mean, here we are. We're still dealing with the insanity that they stirred up and what's happened. You know, so we kick out 60 diplomats. They kick out 60, you know, and so it's tit for tat. But I think it's time to get much more aggressive. It makes you wonder, and I can appreciate the question, toward Donald Trump, is what is it about the Russians that keeps you from really getting serious about going after, their positions? That conversation will continue with Dr. Herb London. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Your program Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb London is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. But what the international community is hearing, Herb, is that America is back. They led the way in the response, and somewhat 58 countries now and counting, or is it 28? I lost count here as to how many countries have joined the effort to do something against Russia's attack on British citizens in the UK.
Okay, it strikes me that Trump has inherited a very difficult situation. The period of 8 years when Obama was president of the United States was a period of active withdrawal, incremental retreat from international affairs on the part of the United States government. It has sent a message to countries around the globe. You cannot rely on the United States. Trump has got to restore that kind of confidence. It's not an easy task. One of the things that Trump did that made me very angry, he sent a congratulatory note to President Putin when he was elected. It was obviously a trumped-up election. It strikes me that's the sort of symbolic message that's inappropriate. But at the same time he did that, he also appointed John Bolton to be the National Security Advisor. Now, John is a realist. He understands Russia very well indeed, and a remarkable guy in so many ways. The right person for the right position at the right time. In my judgment, the best of the appointments that have been made by the Trump administration. So if there's anyone to look at Russia from a realistic standpoint, using the, instead of the rose-colored lenses, very, very clear lenses, I think it is someone like John Bolton. Mm-hmm. So I have great confidence that in the future we'll be seeing a somewhat different stance toward Russia today.
Well, you know, the thing that people are definitely looking at, as you mentioned, President Trump, he makes a congratulatory phone call to Putin after Putin and their interference in the election. I still feel like more needs to be done. It's almost as if Nikki Haley is more aggressive than our president when it comes to speaking against Russian activities.
I think that's well said. I think that's exactly right. And it is a little surprising. I think that the president has got an awful lot to learn. Plus the fact that the president probably believes activities towards the Soviet Union have to be incremental. It's not going to something that's going to happen overnight. And maybe that's the right stance. I don't know. But it does strike me that so far this administration has not done enough to combat the Russian influence on the world stage.
You know, whether it's Adolf Hitler or in this case Russia, certainly we saw this happen with ISIS in our foreign policy, and you're the expert here. It's like we underestimate the power and influence of our enemies. What is it about the Western perspective? Is it that we just think that everybody thinks like us, or that they're going to be as reasonable as we are, and that when people, you know, stare you in the face and say, we hate you and we want you dead, that somehow they're kidding?
Well, I think it is a form of mirror imaging. That we like to think that people around the globe can think the way we do. And by and large, it's a very naive judgment. But it's a judgment that's been made by the United States for decades. This is not something that's new. By and large, the United States is not made up of realists. We have utopians on the world stage, and we like to believe, you know something, these people are basically good people. All we have to do is reach out, treat them in a kindly fashion, and there'll be a reciprocal response. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very naive judgment. But if you speak to people on the left, this is exactly what they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just it really is astounding to me because there seems to be, Herb, tell me if I'm wrong, enough empirical evidence to tell you clearly who Putin is. I mean, you hear people that have been around Putin for a long time and on the opposing stage and say, this is who he is. He's a KGB operative. That's the way he thinks. He thinks like, you know, he wants the return of the oligarchs. That is his grand mission. When you listen to what he said, you know, prior to the election, when he was pounding his chest and having the weaponry that could eradicate NATO nations and attack the United States. I mean, that's pretty heated vitriol, is it not?
Well, this chest thump dumping by the large serves a number of purposes. Number one, he was running for election, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it clear he's a strong man in Russia and basically a nationalist. Number two, it's an old Greek notion that when you're very weak at home, you try to do something abroad. And what you have in Russia today is a country that's dying. Life expectancy is decreasing. Mm-hmm. They've got an epidemic of HIV. They have an epidemic of alcoholism. There are no extract. There's nothing in Russia that you would want to buy except the extractive industries from natural gas and oil. There's simply nothing in the country. And when you look at Russia, you have to scratch your head and say, can this country survive another 20 years? And I'm not sure about the answer to that.
Exactly.
However, what Putin has done is distracted his own population.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone into Syria in a big way, obviously in the Crimea as well. He is obviously flexing his muscles all through the Middle East, as I've suggested. So he is in a position where he could say to Russians, you know what? We've recaptured the near abroad. This is the old Russia of great glory. This is the Russia that can now say, we are one of the great powers on the world stage. These are things that make a difference within Russia. And that is the message that he's trying to deliver.
Yeah, at a point when he's most vulnerable, Herb, is he not? I mean, if the United States follows, I would say, the lead of Nikki Haley and really levels down some serious sanctions, and I believe now it can get participation from the international community like it hasn't before, but it has to be the lead in demonstrating courage to the international community, then the international community would follow, and I think that then at that point, like these other things we talked about where the United States gets aggressive and preempts the sale of Russian product and exchanges it for the sales of American products, you know, answering the need of these other countries and our other allies, then the pressure is really on in much the same way that's what's happened to North Korea.
Well, this is what you want to do with Putin. You want to tighten the noose. You want to put him in a position where it becomes very, very difficult for him to continue to engage in these kinds of activities abroad. I think that's exactly right. Use the natural gas. Use the oil issue. Make it clear that the United States can provide, or presently providing, and do so at a price even lower.
Mm.
That, I think, is a very important message.
Exactly. Well, we have to do something more than what the Obama doctrine exercised toward Putin in a reset and let's play nice and let's make fun of, diplomats saying that Russia is a bigger threat. We need to get serious and see them for what they are and have a sober assessment. You mentioned John Bolton. I think Bolton will go a long way in helping our president, get down to the lowest common denominator of this issue and really draw a bead on the seriousness of dealing with one Vladimir Putin.
Well, you may remember, you talk about Nikki Haley, who has done a remarkable job, in my judgment. But it's also true that John Bolton was ambassador to the United Nations and also stood up to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands the Russian very well indeed. And in my judgment, is a remarkable guy with the appropriate kind of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
He is the right person, as I indicated, in this position. And I'm so pleased that Trump made this appointment.
Exactly. Well, what's your projection? We got about 20 seconds left here, Herb. What do you see happening?
Well, what I see happening is that gradually the Trump administration is going to be moving in a somewhat different direction, taking a much harder line on Russia. This will happen with the Bolton providing the leadership. I also think that to some degree the administration is distracted by what's happening in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That matter, when resolved, I think will give them the opportunity
exactly.
to focus more appropriately on Russia.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research on Bill Martinez Live. Herb, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight, buddy.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Here I am, my soul on fire.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Maria Espinoza joins us now, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on again, Bill.
Well, Maria, it is sanctuary state madness that is taking place. And my question is, it seems like California could be the battleground for common sense. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we've known that for a very long time. And, all the Democrats thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. And here we are, Donald Trump. And the American people spoke up, and we dodged the bullet. We're trying to stop them, and they just want to forge forward with their, loony liberal policies.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, people are, look at men on the street interviews, just anecdotally, is in direct conflict in large numbers, even in areas. If you go into Santa Ana, California, which is dominated by Hispanics, a good number of probably illegals we know are probably residing there. The general consensus, even in Santa Ana, is that this is insane,
yes,
to be a sanctuary city or a state. I mean, to the point now that you've got about 400 sheriffs across the country, calling on Congress to criminalize sanctuary cities.
They absolutely should. It's a long time coming for that to take place. And, Bill, being Latina, so many people have reached out to me. It was up 3 years ago now, and that's why the Remembrance Project started, our America First Latinos. And you mentioned Santa Ana residents. We, just because we're Latino does not mean that we are for lawlessness. And, rarely is it that we get the microphone, Bill. So I'm not surprised whatsoever by the residents there in Santa Ana speaking up, because they want safe communities and they want to be able to have their children out to and live, work, and play in a safe community. And that's all that President Trump is asking for. And he should, it's a no-brainer, Bill. And
exactly.
And your listeners have to continue reaching out to elected officials all across the United States. Don't worry about your zip code. Evidently, they don't care about borders and support President Trump's First America agenda.
Well, what you point out here, Maria, is what galls me continuously when they try to relate, the progressives are trying to run away with the with Latinos and Latinas and make them appear to be monolithic, like as if they represent.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Javier Becerra does not represent the Hispanics that I know. They're like the ones that you're talking about that consider this insane, that look at this and go, wait a minute, they don't want their families to be subject. I mean, the reason that they came here from, you know, south of the border around the world was to get away from lawlessness. And now all of a sudden it's like it's pursued them. And they just cannot believe that this is happening in the United States, which is, in their imaginations and their understanding has been the bastion of a rule of law.
Absolutely, Bill. And, you know, here in America, you know, we have rights, we have freedoms and our liberties. And in many other countries, it's not that way. And they know exactly what's coming across that border. And they're screaming for help. And it seems like their own party, and hopefully this shows some of them who might still be Democrats that come over to this side. And there's work to be done in the Republican Party. I mean, I know I'm not very well received, you know, because I'm pretty normal. Now we're called conservatives.
Right. Well, like I told you, when I started doing this radio show over 10 years ago, the powers that be that, put together syndicated shows came to me and they said, Maria, they told me, they said, Bill, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I said, you got to be kidding me. that's just 10 years ago, you know, so it's all kind of laughable because, the fact of the matter is whether you're Hispanic, whatever race, you want your kids to have a fair shot at it. You want to have a fair shot at it. And when you have people here not playing by the rules and taking away jobs that belong to our kids that are entry level jobs. I was just talking with a gentleman yesterday and we were talking about, what's happening at, these fast food places. You know, you get these progressives that want to raise the minimum wage to $15. Well, the entry level jobs for our kids now are being taken away and being replaced by robots. You got robots flipping burgers now. And so all this is having an impact on, these entry-level jobs that our kids would otherwise be doing being able to enter into the market to learn how to be, good employees and good citizens and start, having some sort of apprentice program. Now that's being compromised. And what is the progressives' answer for that?
They don't care. They all want us to be honeybees because they think that they're going to be remaining at the top echelon here and telling us what to do. They've got all the money. I'm so glad that you mentioned that because illegal immigration and what's taking place in around our country is exactly what you're talking about. Quick story. My daughter, she's 34 years old now, but in junior high school, they're small.
Maria, you don't look like anybody should have a 34-year-old daughter. My goodness. I'm just saying, if I can say that, with all due respect, I'm just shocked. Okay.
Well, thank you. I got married at 20, then I had a daughter. So in that order, Bill.
Yes.
But, now the high schoolers there can no longer have that little funnel into the local restaurant because it's taken by illegal aliens. They need those lower paying jobs to, like you said, they need to become good citizens and good workers and manage their money. And, it wasn't meant to be to feed a family of four.
Right.
So all of this is taken away from our kids, and we can't complain about these teenagers not wanting or these millennials not wanting to work and want them to play on their computers and all. We did that with our policy, so we have to get back to working America. And my parents made sure that we worked. I grew up working on the Mexican crew, not the student crew, of strawberries. And my dad had a relative as a foreman. So we know good work. We had three restaurants, and we hired all high school kids.
That was my first job. I was 6 years old picking strawberries. I determined at that point, Maria, I don't know if I told you this story or not. I worked for a whole week, made $1.10. I left that $1.10 on top of the TV, and my dad say, "Aren't you going to spend your money?" I said, "No." It was like the ante trophy to tell me that there was no way I was going to be in the fields as a grown citizen, you know, trying to those berries don't fill up those big boxes very quickly. And I learned that.
You're right. And, you know, you started before I did. I started at 8. Mm-hmm. So, you were a lot earlier than I was. Wow, that's great, Bill. So, you know, and, you know, we try to teach our children that. You know, my daughter works for my friend who's a podiatrist for a dollar. I paid my friend to pay my daughter.
Yes.
And so she got $50 a week. She actually worked more hours, my daughter, longer than I did. I'd drop her off in the morning. She'd open up the little office, and then I'd go to work and pick her up after school. You know, you do what you can.
Exactly.
And she's a hard worker.
Yeah. Well, we're already co-oping the situation, so whatever ideas you come up with to make sure your kids have an opportunity to get in, you know, into the process. You know, you've got to get a job, you know, somehow and make it work. But the thing is, we have to look at this on many levels, Maria. I mean, you know, like you say, the restaurants, they're being pulled in 50 different directions as well. You know, the regulations, although Donald Trump has gone a long way in eliminating, now we're about, for every new regulation, 22 are being eradicated, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we need to go and look at some other things that have been happening, particularly, you know, like in states like California, where the regulations and the government bureaucracy is problematic in allowing these restaurants to hire young kids, you know, to come in so that, you know, they have an entry-level portal, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're battling the court systems as well, because that's important. And we're not giving up on California. You know, so, you know, I just point everyone to our website, theremembranceproject.org, and ask them to sign that. But we have to continue reaching out to these politicians and recruiting, though. We have to keep talking and recruiting people and educating them.
And we have to push back, because if reason is going to win out here, then we need reasonable people unafraid to speak the truth to what insanity is spreading in their state and in other states nearby. Maria Espinosa on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Maria. Take care.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You get this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter,
as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
Father, come shake the... God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. And the fire fall. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground with the sound.
A revival. Say it one more time. We need your fire.
I'll tell you, Bob Waliszewski, you know, I hear this song, Kirk Franklin's touch on with the Newsboys together on God's Not Dead, the theme song from the movie Light in the Darkness, God's Not Dead 3. Wow, it just is so inspiring. And again, a time where it's so needed. You know, Charles Finney would say that revival comes when it's most needed. And I'm saying... why not now?
Yeah, most needed, and if God's people will remember to pray, I think that's a real key component. That it doesn't say, it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. Doesn't say has to be the non-Christian somehow to pray. I mean, that's not God's expectation, but it is his expectation that those who call ourselves by his name would remember. So in a needy time and a prayerful people, the two ingredients, I think, to have see the hand of God really move. I sure hope it happens.
Well, when you think about our society right now and the culture, the way it's moving, how divided it's become, it's so anti-God at every turn. And here we are, the day after Easter, where, you know, as Tony Campola famously shared with us, that it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Well, your Sunday has come, and so what is different in your life as a result of what you experienced on your Friday? You know, when it looked so bleak and like nothing was going to, that everything that you thought was supposed to happen was just obliterated. And, you know, and you were at your most fearful state, you know, that Friday in your life well, your Sunday has come. What are you doing about it? You know, are we going to hold on to our own human pride and argue these, you know, these things that are happening in our culture today and want to argue? Or are we going to want to humble ourselves and look to God, because God has the answer? And I know that may sound simple for some people and think, oh, well, Bill, you're just, you know, you're so super spiritual. No, it's just, you know, after you live enough years in your life and you've done it your way and you realize it doesn't work that way. But when you look back and you say, wow, the times that I did humble myself, the times that I did look for God to the answers, look at the answers I got. And peace was there, even in the midst of some of the most unpeaceful moments of my life. You know, and so, you know, God has a great track record if we would but trust him.
Oh, well said.
Well said. Well, here it is. We've got the third week in a row. You and I have been talking about this. We've been so excited. I think first time ever, I think in the history of the big screen, have we had three faith-based movies, one right after another, leading into Easter and going through the Easter weekend, starting with Paul, the apostle of Christ. I can only imagine, which continues to astound those in Hollywood. And of course, now God's Not Dead, the third installment, A Light in the Darkness.
Yeah, Bill, when I started Focus on the Family some 26 years ago, if there was a single faith-based film in an entire year, mm-hmm. it was time to go out in the street and do a happy dance. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, wow, we've got one. And then we noticed that we started seeing some improvement. So even though we're, like you say, a divided nation, there's some definitely been some bright spots in Hollywood, and one of those is in the faith-based film space. And mm-hmm. and of course, it's not just for entertainment purposes. I think of the movie, the Jesus film, which Campus Crusade, now called mm-hmm. Crew, put out in 1979. Right. Millions have come to Christ. The War Room, the Kendricks Brothers film.
Yes.
I have a testimony thumbtacked to my bulletin right here in my office where someone basically says, you know, my wife and I took out the furniture of our fourth bedroom, a room that was just a storage room. We've now made it a prayer room. We've made mm-hmm. it a regular time. And there's been many of those type testimonies over and over. So it's been some really good. Mm-hmm. Anyways, about 3 years ago, I started noticing that there was 12 a year. Yes. The last 3 years in a row, we've had at least 12, some up to 16. Mm-hmm. That's more than one a month. I mean, yeah. I was desperately looking for the day when we could have one a month, and we're there. And then, like you said, and then this time, of first, it's historical, not mm-hmm. just to have a faith-based film in the month of March, but actually to have three back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine Paul the Apostle of Christ and God's Not Dead 3, just like you said. Yeah. And you know what? And they've done all pretty well. Now, yeah. God's Not Dead 3, that just came out last Friday, is number 12, most popular film in the nation, but it still made $2.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their first film, the first God's Not Dead film, went on to make 60-something million. So it may be that the people at Pure Flix are not as happy as I am,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, when you have stiff competition, and quite frankly, even in the Christian film space, you have to call it what it is. It is competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families, some of them don't have the bucks to say, I'm going to go to all three. They look at their monthly budget and they say, I think we can do one.
Right.
And apparently they've been choosing to go to I Can Only Imagine, because it's now gone on in its short 3 weeks at the theater and made a whopping $55 million.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're familiar with the song, but it's just a well-told story. I saw on Rotten Tomatoes that the freshness rating by audience is extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
So people have really been liking that. And,
exactly.
Of course, Paul the Apostle of Christ, you can't go wrong with a film about Luke and Paul talking about biblical principles and doing it in a creative way. I thought Jim Caviezel is probably steals the show on this one. It does a very mm-hmm. good job.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that this is, you know, for people that are coming out, they're going, wow, I didn't, you know, it brought back to focus, you know, the book of Acts and what happened, you know, post-resurrection, and that you had Christians that so believed in Jesus. And of course, Paul, you know, had a direct confrontation. But you imagine all the other people that willingly were martyred. I mean, that went, you know, were impaled on stakes and lit up like Roman candles there, as they say, you know, lighten up the driveway to Nero's palace. You know, the things that were going on, his circus, all attacking people of faith, and amazing that that they weren't able to squash it. So the fact that, you know, Christianity lives today, even in spite of its persecutions that it has suffered through, is amazing. I mean, if you don't, if you cannot appreciate the hand of God being on a movement, like Christianity, it's like, wow, you know, you can't see the obvious.
And when you talk about Christians being tortured, it's probably time for me just to tell our listeners, there is some of that actually seen in the movie Paul the Apostle. So you might not want to bring your 5-year-old and 7-year-old. In fact, I would recommend against it. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think around the age of 12 on up, put it this way, wherever you as a family member felt a comfort level for the Passion of the Christ movie, right, with its level of violence, you probably need to think of Paul the Apostle of Christ in that same vein, because there are some pretty, I'll call it, almost horrific moments, mm-hmm, involving torture. And we are visually exposed to that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, like you said, Bill, this happened. The church, mm-hmm, somehow survived. This was a terrible, dark time. It looked like it could have crushed Christianity completely. Who'd want to be a Christian knowing that they might have to go to the lion's den for someone's sport to watch lions attack, you know? But many, many people did become believers during that time. And here, 2018 years later, we're beneficiaries of those people of faith who stayed the course. Thank
exactly
God.
Exactly. And so here it is, for us in the 21st century to, you know, as you say, humble ourselves and pray. And that's so important, Bob, that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we want to be so reactive, because that's the condition of the culture. The culture is very reactive right now. But we have to be counterculture. And you can't be if you're not going into your war room and seeking God's face on these issues, so that we are, you know, wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Absolutely. And I think if all of our listeners are probably would say, hey, I understand prayer is valuable. I get it. I believe that. Right. And it's one thing to believe it. The next thing to do is to practice it. And that's a hard leap sometimes for us. But yeah, I would always suggest, even if it's just 3 minutes in the car on the way to work that we just dedicate every day, you know, or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, it's a good starting place.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and you'd be surprised just at the remarkable change. I mean, even when you look over the landscape of today's movies and how many Christian production companies, whether it's the Kendrick Brothers, the Irwin Brothers, David A.R. White at PureFlix, I mean, they have all contributed. This is not coming out of Hollywood. This is outside of Hollywood. You talk about storming the gates of hell. That's what they've been doing. Bob Walaszewski from Focus on the Family. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
The answer to being